Holy Rosary was shuttered last year after a piece of sheetrock fell from the ceiling. An assessment of the century-old building, visible from I-5 near downtown Tacoma, led the Archdiocese of Seattle to conclude it was too expensive to repair and should be torn down. That spurred a grassroots campaign to raise enough money to keep the church from being destroyed. Jonathan Karp is a board member with the group leading that effort, called Save Tacoma's Landmark Church. Karp says if all goes well, the $1 million donation from a family foundation, half of it up front and the other half in matching funds, will get them close to $2 million, which is enough to safely reopen the church.
We hope that this will get the Archdiocese's attention, that the Archbishop will meet with us and listen to our plan to save Holy Rosary.
The Archdiocese has not yet made a decision on whether to halt the demolition. Total cost of renovating the church is upwards of $18 million. Karp says the goal is to have the Archdiocese entrust their group with the repairs and fundraising. Will Stone, KNKX News.